Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Topical Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Steve Cypress here, another beautiful sunset going on behind me. Hope your day was and is and will be and all that good stuff fantastic as well. So what's topical? Well, yesterday, all kinds of people were talking about the eclipse. The eclipse, did you see it? Are you going to see it? What's going to happen? Well, the FBI is amassing whatever. The troops are coming. This is on high alert. That would I come up? Give me a break now. People are like buying the special goggles or this. Don't look up. Look up. Are you in the way? Are you not in the right place? Whatever. The point is, lots of people were all abuzz about this eclipse that happens every few years or every 20 years or doesn't happen every day though. So, however, for a few days before and then for a little while after, I think by today, no one's talking about it anymore, but people were talking about it. People were thinking about it. So when you're doing your marketing for your business, that's the Robert Collier principle. Always remember that. Robert Collier, fantastic copywriter, marketer, was the inspiration for The Secret. It was a big hit just a few years ago, but Robert Collier was around 100 years ago or so. And he said, you always want to enter the conversation already going on in your prospect's mind. Enter the conversation already going on in your prospect's mind. Remember, in direct marketing, we're not looking to change anybody's mind. That's what big company, big general advertising is all about. That takes a lot of time and a lot of money. And it's incredibly hit or miss. That's where you see blimps and Super Bowl commercials and all kinds of incredible time-sucking, money-sucking attempts to get your name out there or convince people to want a new product or service or want to do business with this or that or whatever. We don't got to do any of that. We got to continually remember the Robert Collier principle. We will enter the conversation already going on in the prospect's mind. So in direct marketing, we just look for people that are already looking for the product or service that we provide, and then we just get to have to change their actions from not buying from us to buying from us, from not clicking to our website to clicking to our website, from not reading our email to reading our email, from buying from somebody else to checking out us instead. We're just changing their actions. We're not changing what's going on in their mind. We're going to capitalize on what's going on in their mind. That's the Collier principle. Enter that conversation. So you saw all kinds of sharp marketers talking about the eclipse for the past couple of days or so, like special solar discount and eclipse discount this, and we're running a solar special and see all that kind of stuff. So I don't know if you did that, but you want to be ready next time. And I'm not talking about next time there's a total solar eclipse of the moon or whatever they call it, because somebody said that's like going to be in 20 years from now. So I'm not giving you advice for 20 years from now. General advice, always be thinking about what your prospect wants, what they don't want, and then enter that conversation that'll help them to take the action you want them to take. But also, capitalize on special events, capitalize on sporting events, anything that's going on that people are abuzz about, although with a caveat, I would caution to stay away from negative or extremely controversial events. So might not want, depending on your, of course, your target market, but you may not want to, in general, talk about politics or an election year. There are lots of people all abuzz about politics, but that can be a fiery, dangerous subject to get into. And if there's a natural disaster, or a man-made disaster, like the bridge that collapsed in, where was it? Baltimore. I was going to say Pittsburgh, because they got a lot of bridges there. But the bridge that collapsed in Baltimore, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, right? Like, not something I would suggest you capitalize, even though lots of people were talking about it. Or the earthquake that happened, I think it was in Taiwan, and then there was one in New York. Now, the one in New York, since it was kind of a joke, Nobody got hurt. Nothing got damaged. You know, a few cracks in the sidewalk. Some of my clients that are in New York were talking about some cracks in the pavement or something, which I didn't say anything, but I'm thinking they were probably there a couple of days before. But anyway, so because that was so kind of overblown and ridiculous, that's something you could talk about, not that controversial. But anyway, I hope you get the point. I'm going to cut it there. That's it for Topical Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Remember, it takes a lot of time and a lot of money to change people's minds. Instead, direct marketing is very quick to get money because we're just going to enter the conversation already going on in people's minds. And all we got to do is convince them to take the action we want them to take. Much simpler than getting your name out there, ridiculous advertising that unfortunately most business owners do, which is why, biggest reason, why 90% of businesses fail. So don't be that guy. And I will catch you tomorrow with some more business building tips on World Wide Web Wednesday.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.